Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Are you going to put on weight this holiday season? I know I am. How's that for a negative suggestion on my own part? But I know how I am, because every year I make pumpkin pie from scratch. And I complement it with chocolate ice cream. It's been a tradition in our family now for, I guess I've been doing it for about 10, 15 years. And it's just a fabulous combination. If you've never tried it, try it. Is it rich? Oh, my God. Is it tasty? You bet. Am I going to gain weight? Uh-huh. You know, a friend of mine said, who I work with, said, don't eat too much. I said, I'm not. I'm just keeping it down to 3 servings a day. Well, maybe not really. But here's the deal. We're going to end up on some levels, unless you restrict yourself and make yourself crazy, you're going to put on at least a pound. And some of us are going to put on more, 4, 5. It's a holiday thing. However, if you do everything in moderation, shouldn't be an issue. Just be mindful and make sure that you exercise. And one of the things that you could do for snacking is something like celery seed, hard-boiled eggs. Celery seed? You can't snack on celery seed. You can make a tea out of it, and it's horrible. You wouldn't want to do it. It's fabulous for arthritics, but you really wouldn't want to do it. But to eat celery stalks and hard-boiled eggs, the deal with that is that it actually takes more calories to digest those foods than you get from them. So that is one of the things that you want to do. Another thing you want to do that's going to be part of the weight gain from the holidays is going to be fluids. So one of the ways to get rid of excess fluid is with potassium, B6, and look at some herbs like uva ursa, hydrangea, parsley, watermelon seed. In fact, watermelon seed, if you chew them, you'll get rid of parasites. And if you are dealing with parasites, another thing you can do is chew papaya seeds. See, no matter where you live in the tropical environment, if you end up with parasites and you go to a shaman, a curandero, a naturista, a medicine man, they'll all, except in India, everywhere else in the world, they're going to tell you to chew papaya seeds. And I was doing a training with some pharmacists up in New York, and one of them happened to be an Indian gentleman. And he said, in India, we chew watermelon seed. And apparently there's a chemical constituent in the pumpkin seeds, in the papaya seeds, in the watermelon seed that cuts off the blood supply to the parasite. So that's really one good way of getting rid of parasites. Okay, we want to get rid of the, so we're getting rid of the excess fluid, potassium, B6, uva ursa, hydrangea, parsley, celery. And that will take care of that part of it. As far as the weight itself goes, the cholesterol, the triglycerides, a.k.a. the fat, certain nutrients like choline, inositol. Now, these are part of the B vitamin family and something that is actually manufactured in your body. Lecithin is another great one. And lecithin is fabulous because even though, and if you go in a health food store, you can get lecithin granules, and you can get lecithin pearls, about 1,200 milligrams per capsule, and it's an oil. And what's interesting about lecithin is that even though it's an oil and it will bond to fats and oils in your bloodstream, you can urinate it out. It's water dispersible. So that's fabulous. That's another way of getting rid of the weight. Part of the choline and inositol family is an amino acid called methionine. These three nutrients, they used to be sold under the title of lipotropic nutrients. And in fact, I asked some of the retailers, and apparently they're not out there anymore under lipotropic, but they are out there in formulas. So you want to take a look at the choline, inositol, methionine, unsaturated fatty acids, lecithin, all of those will help to break down fatty deposits in the body. Another thing that you could look at is fasting and cleansing. Now, we've talked about this before. There's different ways to fast to get rid of the weight. And you don't want to do anything harsh. I mean, that's just crazy because you can do more damage than anything when you do things harshly. So here's the deal. There's the best kind of a cleanse is a pure water fast. And what I mean by that is absolutely nothing in the water, because there's another cleanse, and we'll talk about that, called the Master Cleanse, which is also a good weight loss stimulator. But the best from a health point of view, weight loss point of view, vitality, is a pure water fast. And be prepared so that you know on the third day of your fast, in all probability, you will feel terrible. Don't worry about it. Get past it. Get to the fourth day, you'll begin to feel marvelous. And the reason you feel bad on the third day is that the first day you go through all the glucose. The second day you go through all the glycogen, stored energy. Then you go through the reserve stored energy. Some people call that fat. I like to call it reserved stored energy. Because the problem is you got more fuel stored up in the tank and you're just not running the equipment. So get up, get out there, and exercise. That's a way of running the equipment. You know, one of the other dangers of eating so much this holiday is diabetes. And there's so many people that are pre-diabetic. There are so many people that are already diabetic. It's, you know, it's almost a crime against humanity. And some of the sugar companies and the high fructose corn syrup, all of that stuff is just terrible, terrible. However, if you're dealing with diabetes or you're pre-diabetic, watch what you eat. Keep in mind that everything turns to sugar, so the less you eat, the better. That's number one. Number two, if you are dealing with diabetes, you want to take a look at chromium. Chromium is a fabulous mineral, one of those trace minerals, micronutrients, that helps facilitate the use of your sugar in your bloodstream. Vanadium, it's an insulin mimicker. Zinc, it facilitates the production of insulin. Blueberry leaf, really good for the pancreas where insulin is created. So these are just some of the things that you can do to help yourself, one, lose weight. In fact, I should tell you about an appetite suppressant. Let's go there for a minute. Phenylalanine, unless you have a particular disease that you can't tolerate phenylalanine, it can be used as an appetite suppressant, 500 milligrams, 2-3 times a day. What that does is it triggers what is known as CCK, and that's three syllables, and that's two too many for me. Don't particularly care for mispronouncing things more often than I try not to. At any rate, what that does is it tells you that you're satiated. Once you're satiated, well, your appetite, you know, you're not hungry. You're not eating. You're not stuffing yourself. So take a look at that as an appetite suppressant. Also, from a, I told you about chromium, vanadium. From a food point of view, take a look at nopales. If you live in a Hispanic environment, and if there's a Hispanic grocery store, go to the store and ask for nopales. It's cactus, and it has a molecule the body identifies as insulin. So those are some of the things that will help you in bringing your sugar down, bringing your weight down, and have a fabulous year. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz from The Healthy Self on Radio MD. Stay well.